Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull telah memberikan update keamanan nasional di Majelis Rendah berbicara tentang ancaman terorisme di Australia dan di kawasan Asia. Hal itu mengikuti kehebohan di parlemen atas komentar dari Menteri Imigrasi bahwa sebagian besar pejuang asing Australia adalah keturunan Muslim Lebanon. Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton juga mengatakan bahwa adalah salah satu kesalahan untuk Australia menyambut warga Muslim Lebanon ke negara ini pada tahun 1970-an di bawah kepemimpinan Malcolm Fraser. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull dalam pidato update-nya untuk keamanan nasional Australia mengatakan bahwa Australia harus berhati-hati terhadap ancaman terorisme di dalam dan di luar negeri, sementara memuji kebebasan, keragaman, dan keamanan Australia.
We are one of the most successful multicultural societies in the world. From the oldest human cultures of our first Australians to the newborn baby in the arms of its immigrant mother. We're stronger because of our diversity. But that does not mean that we should be blind to or ignorant of the challenges our society face.
Komentar itu dikeluarkan sehari setelah timbul reaksi keras terhadap komentar Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton, di mana ia menghubungkan imigrasi warga Muslim Lebanon pada tahun 1970-an dengan terorisme hari ini, dan menambahkan bahwa mayoritas para pejuang asing memiliki latar belakang warga Lebanon. Namun Perdana Menteri tidak mengecam pernyataan Dutton tersebut.
When we see extremist behavior, it should be called out for what it is. And when we see vulnerability, it should be addressed by all Australians, by government, by business, by community.
Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten mengecam Perdana Menteri tentang responnya dalam hal ini.
Mr. Speaker, in this place we have a solemn responsibility to counter that argument of the extremists, of the extreme right and the extremists within the Middle East, who say that being a Muslim citizen of this democracy is incompatible with their faith. What we need to do is counter that argument, not amplify it.
Bill Shorten mengatakan, ia mengkhawatirkan dampak pernyataan Menteri Imigrasi itu dalam parlemen terhadap orang-orang yang berpandangan ekstrem.
I am fearful that the Minister for Immigration's comments will be used by an extreme few who would seek to harm the fabric of our society. Second and third generation migrants are teachers. They are police officers. They are entrepreneurs. They are members of this parliament on both sides of the house. Don't start by calling them second and third generation migrants. We call them Australians.
Yeah. Namun, Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton membela pidatonya itu dan mengatakan bahwa pemimpin oposisi telah mempolitisirkan komentar itu.
I'm not going to step back from this. The vast majority of Lebanese Australians are law-abiding, hard-working, good, decent people who are besmirched by the small element within their community who are doing the wrong thing. And I made that clear, and the fact that Mr. Shorten would seek to misrepresent it, I think shows that he has been tricky, but he's been caught out.
Seorang anggota parlemen Partai Buruh, Anne Ely, meminta Perdana Menteri Turnbull untuk menolak komentar Dutton yang telah menyinggung semua warga migran Australia.
It wasn't that long ago that Malcolm Turnbull said that the best weapon against terrorists is an inclusive nation. And you know, if Malcolm Turnbull believes that, if he really believes that, he would have come out and slapped down Peter Dutton's disgraceful comments against migrant Australians who have helped to build this nation.
Anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh, Anne Ely, telah menerima beberapa ancaman mati dari masyarakat. Anne Ely mengatakan bahwa pernyataan Dutton ini beresonansi dengan bagian dari masyarakat yang kini telah berani melontarkan ancaman mati terhadap dirinya.
Well, I got some rather nasty emails just yesterday. One saying that Peter Dutton is correct and that I need to home and take all my terrorist friends with me. I'm pretty much used to them and I've got a pretty thick skin. I can handle it. But there are a lot of people out there who I think would be much more affected by them.
Senator Partai Buruh Pat Dodson menyalahkan komentar Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton atas ancaman mati yang dilontarkan kepada anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh Anne Ely itu.
The Honourable Anne Ely in the other place receiving death threats because of the stupidity of language used by one of our ministers. to excite some lunatic in the society to threaten violence and death to her and her family. This is what words do.
Kelompok masyarakat Muslim terbesar termasuk Asosiasi Muslim Lebanon dan Dewan Imam Nasional Australia telah mengutuk komentar dari Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton. Presiden dari Australia Muslim Voice dan Ketua dari Canberra Multicultural Community Forum, Diana Abdul Rahman mengatakan ia juga mengkhawatirkan hal itu. Ia mengatakan bahwa banyak warga masyarakat yang kecewa dengan Malcolm Turnbull yang tidak mengutuk pernyataan Menteri Imigrasi itu.
And I think he's shown his weakness, and he's obviously been guided by those in his own party who have very extreme views. He's not, seems to be, not powerful enough, strong enough, or has the will to stand up and speak what he probably should be saying as the leader of Australians, all Australians.